Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hysteria Nation, to another blurry hysteria. I'm David Flora. Hi.
Hey.
That's Brent Hand.
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Guilty. Hello. You come for the best, you got the best. Now that's broadcasting, baby. How goes, sir? How's your winter treating you?
Winter's fine. It's been a lot of snow here. This winter so far, got a little sun here lately, but
we have not been too bad. We've got a little bit of snow here and there, but it melts. So right now it's just cold, but can't complain. You know, I can complain. I'm good at it, but, I'm just letting you know, I shouldn't be complaining.
I saw a cartoon that was like winter in December and it was like white and pretty and, you know, Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like winter in January and everything's gray and slushy and dead and gross.
Welcome to your living nightmare.
I remember that in Chicago. It's just like piles of black.
Oh, yeah.
Ice. And
here at the studio, you know, in the parking lot, they have the pile that gets, you know, pushed into that will be there till midsummer. You know how that goes. It takes forever. Not really, but it takes like months to melt.
Kids are playing in it on 4th of July.
There's Gary. I didn't know where Gary'd went. I think those are his bones. Anyway, yep.
Ha.
Yeah, ooh. We got some stories. I got my stories on.
I got my stories. Please don't bother me when I'm doing my stories. Speaking of Chicago, I have one here for us.
Yeah.
That took place in Chicago, Illinois.
Illinois.
And I've actually got a pair of these. And we'll start with, father and daughter encountered winged humanoid in Little Village, Chicago.
Of course they did. Of course.
Do you know where Little Village is?
I mean, I know the name. I've probably been there, but that's as far as my Little Village expertise experience goes. Yeah.
Well, there was a this is a Mothman, a Chicago Mothman mm-hmm. sighting, basically. And there was a father-daughter that, you know, were going, I think, to a grocery store or coming out of a grocery store maybe, and looked up and saw this black figure on a fence post.
Look at me. I'm the Mothman. I'm just up here sitting on a fence post. Isn't it weird that my eyes are red?
And it said exactly that to
me. I don't mean you no harm. I'm just sitting here for a spell. I got a little tired. It's cold out and the wind's strong today. Careful, I'm the harbinger of doom, but really I'm just here to tell you you're going to stub your toe.
You don't have nothing to fear from me unless, you know, you can get me a Sprite or something. Maybe
got any of them lamps?
Y'all got a lamp on you? So there was one part of the encounter I liked. She said, the daughter said, it was dark, black. It actually looked like it was absorbing the light around it.
Oh,
I think that's a cool description. And then they said the eyes were glowing bright red and looking right at them. And that, you know, they just sort of looked, stared at this thing. And then I guess the dad said a prayer to the Virgin of Guadalupe.
Oh. And Mothman's like, not that virgin, no!
I don't think it did anything. So they went to get in the car, and something about, I guess they hit the wrong button and made the horn beep, you know, like they were locking it.
Yeah.
Before they could unlock it. And when it honked, I guess this thing opened wings, stood up, and then made some kind of chirping noise at them. And then it took off.
Chirp, chirp. I'm going to get out of here before I scares you.
Yeah. Honk. It said, hello, Moto, and yeah, then took off.
It's the damnedest thing. Go so get out of here before I soak up all your light. I don't want you to have a bad day.
It did the old Midwestern thing of it slapped its knees and went, well,
I gotta go. I'm in the middle of a big bike race.
Now, she described it as 3 to 4 feet tall and maybe a 10-foot wingspan. Ooh. And said it looked a lot like bat wings, no visible feathers, and was just jet black.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. And not only is it interesting, the description and all this, that it's back in Chicago. Like, it's become like, it's taken up residence here, it almost feels like. You know?
Hasn't left, right?
Right. Like, this isn't like a harbinger of doom in this one. It's not like, and then the bridge collapsed. No, this is just like, he was sitting a spell.
Yeah.
And, I'm just going to, all right, toodaloo, I'm out of here to go do whatever a Mothman does during the day when he's not Mothmanning the people.
Yeah, exactly. I just looked up Little Village. By the way, I should point out, this post was written in early January, but the encounter happened October 25th. So that's a little.
It was weird. This guy was right outside of the Halloween store. Beep beep. Later.
He had a very transitory spirit.
Yeah. Who knew?
Little Village is kind of southwest of Chicago proper. It is near the where the, I think, Chicago River runs down through there, mm-hmm, next to the Stevenson. I'm just trying to give people, it's the south branch of the Chicago, mm-hmm, River, and it's just a little bit south of the Kedzie Pink Line stop.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like on the map here.
Ah, the Pink Line.
Kedzie, Central Park, Pulaski, Costner. Those are the stops involved in this sort of area. They're at the very north edge. So he's just
chilling up on a, it was on a pole, you said? Was it on a pole?
Said it was on a fence post.
Fence post. So 3 foot to 4 foot tall with a 10-foot wingspan sitting on a fence post. Now, a fence post, what are you thinking? You know, that's 6 foot up, you know, max. That's not that high. So they were pretty close to this thing, they're saying.
I guess so. I've always heard it's hard to judge height with something that's, you know, a ways away, mm-hmm, and then up in the air.
How far away did they say they were from it? I'm sorry. I know you said.
Oh, but it didn't really say. They came out of a grocery store. Rereading this, it's they heard what sounded like a baby crying out. Uh-huh. Always a,
yeah,
delicious addition to a story.
Well, I'm a head out. You know, thanks, SpongeBob. Yeah, you want to go outside because you hear a baby and see a, you know, a 4 foot tall winged humanoid.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna get out of here. So I ain't gonna keep you anymore. The adventure begins again. Flap, flap, flap. But he just takes off to do whatever. I dig it. Nothing bad happened in this story other than you hear a baby crying, which, you know, it's a major city. Babies cry all the time. You don't know where it's coming from. I guess they're saying that it was coming from said Mothman, but maybe that's his ringtone. Maybe he was getting a call. Maybe, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Say, he did say hello, Moto. So
hello, Moto.
I'm looking up they actually named the grocery store. Yeah, here it is. It's like a little corner.
Like a bodega type corner thing.
Store, bodega, La Burbuja grocery.
Interesting.
It's kind of right in the.
I should go there right with my my inquisitive self and ask them questions, but they'd just be like, get the fuck out of here.
They wouldn't know.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You know how often I hear a baby crying? You know how often I see the goddamn Mothman?
It's a very dense residential area there, it looks like.
Yeah.
On the satellite map.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So that happened in October. So in the sighting in, I guess it was December 29th, happened at O'Hare this time.
Yeah.
And a Chicago firefighter that works at O'Hare wanted to – basically, he was at work and needed to get his charger for his laptop that was in his car. He ran outside to get it. He heard a chirping sound. Interesting. And he looked over, and there's a thin human-like creature with wings that was sitting on top of he called it the HVAC plant. And was staring at him with red eyes that looked like tail lights, he said.
Don't mind me. I was just checking out the planes as they come and go. But I fly, so I wanted to stay real close so I don't do any damage or hurt anyone. And you're going to have to – I let out a little toot. That's what you heard from that chirp chirp. So, you know, if you smell something, don't say nothing. I get real embarrassed. My cheeks turn as red as my eyes.
Them pigeons go right through me. I can't do a lot of chirping here and there.
Anyway.
By the way, y'all got a Sprite?
You got any of them Sprites? I am parched with all this flying. I was in Little Village earlier. Saw the cutest little girl. Anyway, bodega didn't have any Sprites.
Can you believe that?
Chirp,
how's
chirp.
A bodega not have Sprite? I had to settle for Sierra.
That some bitch trying to tell me it tastes the same. It's like when you ask for root beer, they offer you iced tea. Who am I and what do I look like?
This one, he said, was 7 feet in height.
Uh-oh, it's a daddy. It's not the baby. It's the daddy.
And yeah. And the wings were 15 feet with the wingspan. So this one didn't have anything else sexy happen. He just stared at it. They stared at each other. He said for about 6 or 7 seconds, and then it flapped its wings and took off silently.
Mm.
So
15-foot silent wings. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes on to say that he told the guys back in the, I guess, the firehouse. And he said he got a few jokes, you know, thrown at him, but it was different than how they normally act. And then a few of them, he said, said that they had seen something like that
I seen it myself. Yeah.
I seen it. And then they started saying that hundreds of people around the airport, employees, passengers, pilots, said that it had been seen around there. So
interesting. I've asked a couple of employees. I know people that work in baggage handling and in security there, and they haven't seen or heard anything. Now, this was before, you know, when we were talking about it like a year or so ago.
Right.
But, yeah, that's interesting to me, you know, and why not me? I'm in the area. I'm willing to watch and listen. I'll even bring some. I'm just going to start leaving Sprites out on fence posts just to see what happens.
That's a way to do it. a pigeon carcass and Sprite.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's like when you leave, Ugg boots and natural spirit
pumpkin
or whatever.
Spice
latte. Yeah, you get some white girls out there. So, yeah, it's similar.
Some basic butters. I like pumpkin spice latte, so I'm pretty basic.
You know what? I like them too. Who'd have thought? You know, it's delicious. Turns out I'm just really basic. So yeah, that's the way it goes. Let's go to break real quick, and when we come back, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. And I got some criminal nonsense or shenanigans coming up. So we're going to do that after this break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me llamo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Okay, cats and kittens. Crime doesn't pay. Well, sometimes bullshit. It does. Stupidity doesn't pay. Yeah, your bullshit.
Bullshit.
Your bullshit was well intentioned and unfortunately so true. But this one comes to us from Adam Lawrence sends this to us, and I got to put my glasses on here because I'm getting old. I got to put my readers on. Man pleads guilty to robbing Springfield Bank with note written on birth certificate. That is Springfield, Missouri, if you're keeping track at home. A Springfield man pleaded guilty to robbing a bank by writing the demand on the back of his birth certificate while wearing an ankle bracelet at the time. I looked this up. That's another little tidbit. And just in case you're wondering if he was easy to spot or not, he has fuck and then the number 12 tattooed down his neck. Michael
C. Basketball player that he played against in high school, right? Or something that
you'll
lit
fuck
him up.
Number 12. Michael C. Lloyd pleaded guilty on Thursday to one count of bank robbery. And he admits that he held up the Bank of America in Springfield on July 20th of 2022 for a whopping $754. He approached a teller, gave her his birth certificate that said, give me your money now. Don't say anything. I have a partner outside. Not a gun or anything. I have a partner outside. It was written on a piece of paper in pink highlighter. And then he drove away in his roommate's black Dodge Ram. So police
they were playing euchre back in the car.
Who knew? I got a partner outside.
That's what he meant.
Yeah.
Playing bridge.
They found him because the roommate's boyfriend called the police, like, hey, this guy took my boyfriend's truck or whatever.
So he didn't have anybody outside.
Yeah, I guess not.
He violated the sacred laws of euchre. Damn it.
He said when he was arrested, he said he robbed the bank because he got into a fight with his girlfriend. He wanted to prove a point, he told investigators. He also told me he not planned out which bank to rob. He wrote the demand note on the back of his birth certificate because, you know, he's a criminal mastermind. I don't know.
That's all he had available at the time.
What he did is he got scared afterwards and he threw the money out the window.
Wow.
He said he told the officers he expected to go to prison. He takes full responsibility. And the tracking company looked and he was in the bank at the time because the ankle monitor told them so. It's GPS enabled. And he could be sentenced to 20 years in prison and get a $250,000 fine. And since he was on probation at the time, he's probably going to get that.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
That is a interesting story. Why on earth is your birth certificate just sitting around like that?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, why not just a napkin or hell, even toilet paper?
Did you just grab it and not pay any attention? You know, maybe it was one of those, like, you know, those paper copy printed ones, not like the nice fancy, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you can get those if you got to send it into somewhere. I don't know, man. This just screams just
weird.
Delicious. Delicious brand of crime. Like, the incompetence level in this is truly staggering. I mean,
He's playing some kind of 4D chess.
Yeah, they put him into handcuffs and all of a sudden he's got a British accent. he's like pawn takes bishop. You know, it's just hilarious. I don't know. Huh. Yeah, $754 and plus now he's gotta get a new birth certificate. They're not cheap, man. You gotta pay for those.
Unless it is the copy you were talking about.
Give me your money. Don't say anything. I have a partner outside.
Was he wearing a mask?
No, it doesn't say that.
Why
at all?
Why would he? I mean, they've got his name and everything right there.
Now, I'm saying no, it does not say anywhere that he was masked at all. Okay. The link I sent you has a black bar down his neck, so I had to look it up elsewhere because that black bar down his neck is covering up the word fuck.
Oh.
And it looks like it was done by someone with roughly my level of tattoo expertise. And I've never tattooed anyone, so, yeah.
Maybe he did it himself.
It just said, all I could see is something is blacked out, and this is the number 12. And I'm like, I got to know what that says. Call me crazy, but I got to know what that says. Well, it says exactly what I thought it did.
I'm guessing it's either he's still salty from getting, like, 40 or 50 dropped on him in high school, or it's some kind of, like... neo-Nazi thing.
Right. Like maybe I'm saying this and everyone's like, I can't believe you said fuck 12 on a microphone. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, all right, now I got to look it up. Now, okay, fuck 12. The phrase fuck 12. Oh my God, it's anti-police.
Anti-police.
It says, wow. Phrase fuck 12, slang, vulgar, derogatory, fuck the police, an anti-police slogan.
Now this guy's my hero.
Protesting police behavior. Yeah, because everyone knows, you just go around. Like, you should show everyone your fuck the police back tat. It's pretty good. I did not know this. Now I feel fucking stupid. It's Urban Dictionary everywhere. Fuck the police.
What's the significance of the 12?
Is it like, it says here, but more specifically, it means fuck the police drug unit. Adam 12. So it original, you know, the TV show Adam 12, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And it says another one says an organizer in Chicago told me that it's because when you read police reports, they often, when they murder someone, it's narrated from the point of view of the cops at 12 o'clock. I don't know. Who knows what means what? Adam 12 sounds more like more believable.
Sci-fi.
I'm dumb. Who knew? I didn't know.
Well, I haven't heard of that either. Shoot, what was I going to say? Hang on. My brain just turned off.
Just don't go robbing any banks because that's how it starts. Well, my brain turned off.
Jesus, I have no idea what I was just going to say. Well, welcome to my world. I'm just kind of fascinated. This is what I was going to, on a scale of -1 to -10, how deep of a cut is it to use Adam 12 as your
right tattoo? It's such thing. I mean, it's such a hip with the times kind of lingo. One out of 12.
Was
one
this
out of
like
12?
A 50s show or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know. I literally have never heard of this before. So.
It was 68 to 75.
Ha!
Kit McCord and Martin Milner and William Boyette and William Stevens. You don't know if I'm saying real names or just making these up. You have no idea. And and Jack Boom Boom Parkins and Phil O'Grady and Edward K. Webdod. No, that was, anyway, those are kind of, it's got a 4.9 out of 5 rating.
Damn.
Looks like it was.
They actually, that's the end of Police Academy training. They make you rate that show a 5-star.
That's right. Well, there was also in 1990, the new Adam 12, which I do not remember at all. Number of seasons, 2. Number of episodes, 52. Adam 12 was a new rival. Oh, and I guess it was just the same show. And they put a new thing on the beginning of it. The new Adam 12. I guess I'm trying to see if it's the same or not. Now I'm down a really weird rabbit hole.
That's great. I love stories like that. That can make you really be like,
right?
What the hell is this world about?
Yep. Anyway, so there you go. That's
cool.
That's the weirdness of the world for us right now. Keep them coming, guys. Send it.
I weird. Love it. We learned something new with that.
Yeah. One. Weird. At hysteria51.com, we did learn something new. Now I know if someone says fuck 12 down their neck, you don't like the police. Also, you're probably here to rob me. I'm just throwing that out. And why are you out of prison? Because you're supposed to be there for a very long time. Weird at hysteria51.com. Send that to us. We'll get your stories on here. And as like I always said, Adam Lawrence, thank you so much for that one. We'll see you guys next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.